Alrighty, this is probably, if I were guessing, this is going to be one of those episodes where Jen doesn't show up, because usually, if he's more than 2 minutes late, he's passed out right now, and I'm not waiting to come here. So, yeah, let's see what's been going on. Alright, so if the recording sounds a little bit differently, that's because I adjusted some settings. It only took me like 2 hours, to see some other settings that maybe will help. So if it sounds better, that's great. If it sounds worse, that makes sense, because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. If you can't realize the difference in sound, then I don't fucking know. Happy early Valentine's Day to all you little fuckers. You know, if you have a significant someone, congrats. If you don't, congrats as well. As long as you're happy, as long as you're happy. I finished, I finished Valentine's Day shopping for my girl, and I'll let you, she doesn't know the show. So, cause not a million. So the day she knows the show, she's gonna be like, oh, this is what you. I'm out, and for good reason. I would say, let's see, I'm actually looking at most of the gifts right now. My desk can be coming over. I'm gonna hide those. Let's see. So I got her lingerie, big shock, a dildo that I honestly like, wow, that looks like that thing's going to do work. This thing's got like every fucking rotation and fucking, it really doesn't. It's not like one, you know, you ever see, you know, when you watch porn, it's like the clear dildo that like spins and it's got like, it's like clear, but it's got like got balls in the clearness or whatever. And it's just like, geez, that seems like a, what is that? Is that doing anything? But this one does some stuff. It was funny when I bought it. It was so funny. Like there was like a video to show you like how waterproof it was, and they're just dropping it in like a fucking a bowl, like a fish bowl of water. It's like, this, okay. I'll take your word for it. But it's hitting all the ends. It's hitting the clit and the asshole and her vag, so she'll have a good time with that. And then I got her some chocolates, wine. I got a card. There's nothing gay, sappy.
One, I love you. Oh, I never loved anyone like this except the other one before, and then the other one.
So there's all that. So yeah, that's the Valentine's Day gift. That's behind the curtains there for what I got my girl for Valentine's Day. And then maybe on the next episode, you'll find out what I got. Who knows? I have no fucking. She is hamming up what she got. Like she is like. Straight overselling what she got for me in terms of what she's like, I got you two to live, but I'm so happy. And I'm like in my head, like, man, I hope they're not thoughtful. I hope they're a little slutty too. Cause if not, I feel like I'm gonna look like a dick. I feel like she, like if she got me something that's like really thoughtful, almost like a birthday gift, right? Even like a Christmas gift, I would be like, fuck, like I just got you. I got you something for me and me, kind of like the lingerie is like more so for me. And then the fucking toy, as much as like, you know, I want it to be for her, she's going to be mainly anytime she uses that more often than not, it's going to be with me, not like on me. You degenerates, like with me, she'll be like using it while we're doing stuff. We're having fun. We're fucking. We're banging. So, man, I really hope. Now, if she got me something thoughtful and then is also had like, oh my God, I'm actually really happy that you got this stuff for me, I'd be like, all right. But deep down, I feel like, you probably like, damn, dude, maybe don't get something just straight up like, hoary like this. I don't know. I hope she like. I thought it just makes perfect sense. Like it's Valentine's Day. We're adults. We're very like high sexual, her and I. So like why? You know, why fucking beat around the bush? Like, fucking, what, like, just, you know, when it's your birthday, it's something definitely for you. When it's Christmas, it's mainly for you and kind of for us. And for Valentine's Day, fucking just, you know, If it's something sexual, it's something sexual. If it's something cute, it's something cute. It's Valentine's Day. What the fuck? This seems like a slam dunk. So I'm hoping she likes the stuff. And I didn't spend like a ton of money because also Valentine's Day, it just seems like that one. Like, I don't like cards to begin with. However, I do write gay notes every now and then. I'll leave the countertop or something or her. Like, oh, I just want to let you know how special you are. So I just do the same thing with cards. And anytime I give her a card or anyone a card and I know there's nothing in it before, like, while I'm handing, I'm always like, hey, by the way, there's nothing in the card. Like, I just like, it's just because I don't want anyone to open the card thinking there's going to be something. It's like, it just let you know, there's nothing. I got the card, I'm supposed to get a card. I wrote some gay shit on there. You should like it. Cause if you don't, you're anyways, there's nothing in the card. Here's the card. That's what I just do that. If there's something in the card, then I'm not going to say anything. And or I actually might say, like, by the way, there's something in the card. Maybe, like, you know, you're so shell-shocked in the opening a card where there's nothing in it from me, you just rip it open, and then it's like, no, there was a fucking shit. I don't have the... Fuck, that was the original. So, yeah. That's Valentine's Day gifts. Yeah, hope she likes it. I mean, the laundry, you know, it's funny. The lingerie is what I got. I got her a green colored. There was obviously the black and the red. I didn't even think of white because, like, lingerie can't get messy. You know, how often are you going to wear that white? So I didn't even think of that. And I saw all the different reds and the blacks. There was even other, I got her green. I went with green. Because in my head, I'm like, you know, I don't really see a lot of like green, you know, lingerie. Usually it's like a very dark seduction, which she has, which is a good one. However, this one I just want, it's almost like fucking St. Patty's Day. So to be fair, St. Patty's Day would be coming up sooner than later. She can wear that fucking on St. Patty's Day as well. I just thought it's a little different. Go with green. It was cheaper. So I went with green. So she should look. She's got the blacks and she does all that. Yeah, she's a little fucking deviant. So am I. So I think. So yeah, that should be fun. And the wine's Cabernet because she loves red wine. Those are shit. She knows more than me. I have. Wine, however, I will say I now like red wine. So for a good amount of time, I just straight wine. No, I shouldn't say straight white wine. I only preferred really white wine. Just wasn't that big on wine. I would say within knowing her, so around the with her, I slowly got into red. Now I start to have preferences. Like, well, to one, and the same with whites. I don't like sweet wine. Blah. It's just. It's, I don't like, I don't want a wine cooler. I don't want any, that's gross. It's fucking gross. I'll do sweet stuff with spirits. I'll do martinis all day. I'll do Jack and Cokes all day. Very basic shit like that. With my wine, or like if I'm having a beer, so just, or actually, let's just keep it with wine, dry as shit. Make this shit somehow taste like a chalkboard. I want whatever dryness you can. So, Cabernets are good. I forget, like some Pinot Noirs. Again, I'm not like, oh, this wine tastes like a red. Like, I really don't know about wine. However, I just like dry reds. Like, so I don't want, like, I'm trying to think. Merlots are usually. However, I've had dry Merlot. A Shiraz. So, yeah, I don't want like a fucking. Sherry Cella. Yeah, I'm learning. However, I now do prefer, I wouldn't say prefer red. I might be there now. I might just prefer red more so. It's also depending if I'm just drinking something by itself, most likely. I would say 8 times, 9 times out. If I'm eating something, then it depends on what I'm eating. And obviously there's people like this, you pair this kind of red with it, you pair this with, so yeah, I to a small extent. I'm still at the, oh, it's chicken, white. Oh, it's steak, red. Like, I'm there. I'm not yet like, oh, you're having a swordfish. What you want to do? It's in 1973. Like, yeah, a vintage. Like, I'm not there. So, will be if I am, so be it. So, yeah, she'll like it. She likes cab, she likes fries, and she likes red wine. We're good. What is the brand? Oh my God.
Well, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon is technically not pure Cabernet. It's actually, you got to get a Cabernet Franc. Cabernet Franc.
This is called, what the fuck is the name of this? Can't even. Prisoner? What did I get? I swear when I got this, it was in good intention. Anyone is like, I didn't just play. This isn't like fucking, I didn't get her like a bottle, like a 1.5 of Yellowtail. Give me a break. I mean, damn. And by the way, if you are, that's fine too. Live your life. If you want to drink cheap, that's or value brand. It's called Unshackled. I think it's either called Unshackled or it's called Prisoner. One of them is the parent company, right? Like one of them is like the company and the other one's the, you know what I mean? Like I'm going to have, I'm trying. Like with a religion, it's like a Catholic, but the parent company is Christian. You know what I mean? Like, it's like that. So I don't know which is which. Which because I can't tell by the front of this f***ing ring. Is, oh, California. Oh, I bet it's Cabernet Sauvignon. Yep, California. Oh, bottled by the Prisoner. Wow, man, if I just fucking read for. Okay, so the I actually read. So it's bottled by the Prisoner Company. So, okay, so then this bottle is called Chago. So that's the red one. It should be good. I'm going to take the person's word for it. Heard it's a really good bottle, so we shall see. Yeah, let's see what else is going on. So Jem's on here, of course. I'll probably stop recording by the time he's gonna hit me up 3.5 to 4 hours from now. And I'm gonna be like, motherfucker. I will say this though, I'm a little bit happy because if he were to came, we would have probably did like a nice 2 hour show, which I love doing. However, I really want to clean up my place while the game is on. So I kind of, there's a Knicks game. So, and I like to, I want more time. I'm going to clean my place. Let's see what else is going on in my life that, with my girl, I'm probably going to miss. There's a good chance I'm going to miss. She's having like some out of country bridal and bachelor party or something for her her two close friends or whatever, and I think it's like a 4 or 5 day thing. It's out of the country. I'm probably gonna miss that mainly due to work thing. Like I could go. However, I already made promises that I don't want to break, kind of like that, and I really. I kind of like working. I like the job I do. So yeah. So I want to continue to get more money from that, you know? So there's a chance I'll miss it. I wouldn't even say a good chance. It actually might be a smaller than chance I go. I would say right now, 60% chance I do go. However, 40% chance that I don't, which is a pretty significant thing. So I do feel bad because she definitely wants me to be there. You know, it's a party with her friends and like the maid of honor. And if I go, like, it'll be nice. It'll be special. We get to enjoy, you know, a little time outside the country, which is cool. It'll be one of the first times, if not the first time I leave the country. So that would be cool too. Again, though, if I don't, I don't. I'm sorry. It's one of those things, like, I want to, however, I can't. So yeah, there's that. Oh, the new car is running fucking all. Dude, I did not know I was going to love a hybrid vehicle this much. Fucking miles per gallon. It has nothing to do with the money. It's all numbers with me. I just want to fucking, like, oh man, how do I get this even a higher number? Like, fuck 54. Let's get to 55 miles per gallon. This is great. So, yeah, that's been fun. It rides so smooth. And I love how small it is. I'm happy. You know, part of me was like, should I get a Camry? Should I get a Honda Civic? Should I get a fucking this or that? And I just was like, nah, like, you don't need all that. And I got this car. I'm happy for the size. This Corolla hybrid thing, this thing fits anywhere and everywhere. Love this thing. You can fit the, like, this. I feel like I can pack it up like a briefcase and walk somewhere with it. That's really, really cool. And geez, by the time this episode airs, I realized it's going to be, it will be, goddamn, that literally is a copy. I mean, it is a copy of what Bill Burr. It's just like my podcast name is 2/3 of his pocket. This is awful. I've been doing that for years now since I heard him do it on his show. Fucking, so yeah, by the time this airs, the Super Bowl will be over. However, by the time that I'm recording this, Super Bowl is still not underway yet. And so you get to hear my predictions now, and then this will come out. And it's like, oh, you got that wrong. Now, I will say this. I'm not like a big prediction person. It's more if I put myself in that thing to make a prediction, I will. So I'm doing it now. However, I never, anytime like someone actually, like, who do you think is going to win? It's like, well, whoever has the better game, you know, like, fucking Christ. I will say, though, with a prediction, it's like, so my heart, I actually want the Chiefs to win. I kind of like this, see that. If there's ever a coach that deserves it, it's definitely, he's been in an amazing football, an amazing offensive football ever. He sometimes plays a little conservative. However, that's why this matching with perfect. Holmes is like a gunslinging, you know, run out of the pocket when he has to. He just makes these wild, crazy throws, balls to the wall for the most part. So it helps with an offensive coach who isn't also balls to the wall, because then they would probably self-destruct every now. You got a conservative coach when it comes to the clock management. However, a balls to the wall offensive coach in terms of how his mind really plays, that he's been able to write up for decades. Eagles before he was a head coach, and now with the Chiefs. So he's able to bottle up Mahomes, so he's not too mistake driven, and then Mahomes is able to take like matter into his own hands. So it's really a perfect match. So I do want to see the Chiefs, but that now that's my heart. And then my gut is thinking, I think the Chiefs are just gonna win. It's one of those. Purdy is good. He had an amazing year. However, every time I see him play, every time I see him play, I go, oh, that wasn't that good. Like, every time. Even though he's got amazing stats, you look at all his overall stats this year, they were crazy good and crazy efficient, but not just crazy efficient, not just game managing, like fucking a lot, still with a lot of yards, still with a lot of touchdowns. So it's not just like straight game managing efficient stats. It's like he's also throwing for a lot of yards and throwing for a great touchdown passes. It's more so anytime I've seen him, it always seems like he threw an interception or he's been off and has missed guys by a lot of yards. And not only that, though, you know, if I saw someone like a Tom Brady or someone who is a pocket passer, even like Jared Goff, I would go, okay, I can see how that, when I, like, okay, yeah, like, they're not doing a ton with their legs, however, I can see it. I can see the great pocket present throws. Purdy, I don't know, maybe it's coincidental. Anytime I've seen a game, I haven't seen, like, great pocket presence. I've seen good, and I've seen real good. I haven't seen, like, great, so who knows? Maybe he has a great performance in the Super Bowl. He definitely has had those games, though. You don't put up the numbers he has for over a season now without that. I mean, 2 seasons. So with that being said, though, like, Mahomes is just he's a better quarterback. You look at the weapons, and, I mean, Pacheco is a good back. You obviously have Travis Kelce with the Chiefs. Their offensive line playing all right. And I feel like it's gotten better. I don't know, man. Also, the Niners defense doesn't look as great as it used to be. So this is, and again, this is all prediction stuff of it, which I don't enjoy doing overall. However, I want to do it right now. So anything can happen. It could end up to be a 14-17 game. But with all that being said, I'm going to pick the Chiefs. My gut, my heart says the Chiefs. No idea what the score will be. I think the Chiefs will actually put up a good amount of points, more than the Ravens game. The Ravens defense was great in the regular season and the postseason. The Niners defense it seems like it's fallen off. And I think the Chiefs, if anything, I don't want to say 31 points because that seems like a lot. I can see that, though. I can see they put up 17 against the Ravens, and I can see them putting up 2 more touchdowns against the Niners defense. So I'll go with one. I'll go with 24 for the Chiefs. Let's do 24-21. I also, by the way, I just want to see a fucking game. That is the beauty about not having a vested interest on who wins. I just want to see a good fucking game. Like, the Giants aren't in it, so I don't have to have heart murmurs while I'm watching it. The Eagles or the Cowboys aren't in it, so I don't have to root against them. There's not, like, a player on one of the teams that I don't like, so I don't have to root against them. So, you know, it's just straight, let's have a great game. Let's do Chiefs 24 and Niners 21. We'll go with that. Yeah. You're going to, and people listening to this will hear this after the game has been played. I wonder how off I'm going to be. And the Niners win 49-7. Mahomes died in the second quarter. Taylor Swift was thrown out of the suite by Jason Kelce. So, yeah. We shall see. Kelce. And, oh, in other sports news. Oh, God, this really is like. In other sports news, again, I don't know if, like, a game or two has gone by. Maybe worse now. Your New York Knickerbockers, which, by the way, sounds. Are crushing it. However, I have no idea when Randall's going to. Back at the moment of this recording, I always thought that he had, based on when not finding out about the MRI by all the way the time of Tuesday morning after Saturday or Sunday, I knew, I was like, all right, he definitely has minor tear or tears when it comes to, like, his labrum or somewhere in his dislocated shoulder, where they're telling him, hey, listen, rehab it and come back later on the season, or, and then after the season ends, you can let it heal without surgery and go through that, or you can have the surgery after the season ends. You could do that. That's an option. Or if you really want to, you can have the surgery in season. However, if you do that, the season will be. And I think the reason they're saying he'll back in a few weeks instead of a few months is because Randall's saying, now screw that, I'm gonna play, and after the season I'll choose whether to have the surgery or not. So now he's probably just going through the rehab process and trying to heal that shoulder up as quickly and efficiently as possible. Based on how the reports have been, like, reported on and given to the people and the fans and all that, it seems like that's what's going on. He definitely has, this wasn't just like a pop out shoulder, pop back in, can come back in a week or two. This was, yeah, you have a have a little damage. So, you know, we'll work on it and we'll try to get you back before the season ends. So that's probably what's happening. I hope he comes back, because that's the thing about the Knicks, man, with this fucking OG trade and the fucking Brunson and Randall, and then you got Hart showing up and you fucking DiVincenzo out of nowhere. Like, dude, this fucking team is looking good. And it's like, please don't take this away from me. The hell with us. I don't care about any other Knicks fan right now. Take this away from me. The team's finally great since like that Mellow year when they won 54 games. And they actually have a chance to make it at least to like an Eastern Conference Finals. They are a team now, when healthy, should definitely win the first round without even like a thought, and should be the favorite in the second round and win that series. Maybe go to a set. It doesn't matter. Just win that series and go to an Eastern Conference Finals. It's like, can I see that? Can I please see that? That'd be great. And it's just like, don't take this away because of injuries. Like, come on, man. That's the thing. And I understand it's like any other fan base. It's like, whoa, welcome to the club. It's like, come on, man. Let's go. Let these guys play. So I hope it's not injury. I hope they stay healthy, man, into the playoffs. I hope they're healthy as hell into the playoffs. Oh shit, I opened Twitter message. It was a bodybuilder receives award from Arnold Schwarzenegger and is instantly starstruck. How can you not? I'd be starstruck too. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's like a legend, man. When you think about it, he's really done it all. He's done everything. He was a fucking governor, work or whatever. No, I'm sorry, I'm retarded. California. I was right half for half of that. I was wrong for the state. Oh shit! I forgot I posted all these alpha. Yeah. Oh, by the way, people, if you're listening to this show, fucking listen to Arguable. I've been listening to those lately, and they've been getting funnier. And honestly, also, if there is an episode that I would say listen back to, so I finally listened back to one episode. I think just one episode. That Monday Morning Dullard episode 107, not funny, dude. Me, I don't know what it was. That shit was hilarious, dude. And he's fucking funny, man. He says some of the funniest shit. So yeah, like I said, if you're watching this right now or listening to this right now, Super Bowls happen. You'll let me know on the prediction. Valentine's Day is coming up. Oh, yeah, with that. Listen, man, if you don't have someone, don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. And I would say this. No matter what, people are going to do whatever they want. And almost everyone and everyone, anyone and everyone's different to some extent. So the whole, you know, oh, fuck that. I kick a girl to the curb. I got to focus on me right now. Listen, I'll just say this. Do you? However, it's funny to me that people kick to the curb. They're like their biological instinct to like a girl for like all these things that are straight consumerism and just straight manufactured things of success. Like, having like a porcelain bathroom or something. You know what I mean? Like having a fucking alpha. It's like, dude, like what always makes me like go, what? I don't get it. Is a lot of the people that are so like for that lifestyle always talk about how like guys are like this and women are like this. It's like, okay, well then guys are like this, aka they want a woman. Like, what are you like? I just don't. It's like, what's not clear? Like, you, it just feels like that mindset is such a pick and choose mindset. It's like, guys are like this. You're like, yeah, guys want women when they're in like the prime of their lives and their libido is up. They want to fuck women. So you denying yourself that and going towards, I don't know, style that gets you in or whatever. Like, you realize that not biologically, guy. That's just you fulfilling this purpose that was built either in your mind or someone else's mind that's pulling the strings. So it's just like, but like, what do you not get? Like, are you, is it not clicking for you? Like, I don't get, like, how is anyone else not seeing that? Oh, or maybe everyone else is, and then there's only like 20 believe in that. No, man, I gotta grind and do my thing. It's like, all right, well, do you? I mean, hey, man, by the way, do you have, and there's also, you know, like people who gain power and wealth also because they want to use that to get even higher, like, and women, which is fine. You know, fuck yeah. It's just, the whole, like, all right, man, pussy is a weakness. It's like, fuck that. I'm weak then. I don't give a fuck, man. Just like, dude, if you have a girl, like, I'm lucky right now. I really am. I have a girl that I fucking love to be with and to bang. That is a win-win. And she's an amazing cook. So I'm like, I'm cashing in my chips on that. And eventually the bubble's going to burst. Inflation will hit. There will be a recession. However, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride, and don't get too sad when the lows hit. That's it, everyone. Again, hope you had a good Super Bowl. Happy Valentine's Day. See you on the next one. Fuck Jem. And yeah, love you. Later. Bye.